Blog Talk Radio.
He calls me with his grace, cause I'm giving my all. Without him, you can never win. Win and ain't no way you can lose. There's only two that you can serve. Who you gonna choose? Can't you see that I'm a changed man? That wing of salvation rolled right over me. Rearranged man. Clean slate, Lord knows I can play.
Afternoon, and welcome to a very special episode of Inspirational Talk with Tenille. I'm your host, international award-winning author, Tenille Jackson. For more information about me and what I do, my website, my organization, everything, feel free to visit my website at www.tenillestodos.org. That's www.tenealsto-dos.org. And if you are an author or reader and you like to support authors and entrepreneurs, feel free to get more information on how you can do that by visiting my website for Authors Promoting Success, www.weareaps.com. That's www.weareaps.com. And as you all probably heard, I skipped a lot of the formalities because my guest for today is on the line. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to speak with her again. I spoke with her almost a year and a half ago now, and now I'm very excited about what's going on with her. My guest for today is none other than Ms. Kelly Bolton. She is a compassionate young woman with a desire to see the Word of God set the lives of His people free. In March of 2009, Kelly published You Said You Love Me, demonstrating to young people what real love looks like. And in 2012, she released her second novel, Church Gossip, which is currently in production for the film version of the book. And if you want more information about my guest, you can go to her website at www.kellywrites.com. That's www.kellywrites.com. And if you have questions for my guest, feel free to call in at area code 347-945-7394. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my guest, none other than author, entrepreneur, mother, and Miss Do-It-All herself, Miss Kelly Bolton. How are you doing today, Kelly?
Hi, Tenille. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. It is wonderful. I don't know what it's like in Ohio, but it is wonderful here today in Chicago. It's about 60 degrees. The sun is shining, so it is absolutely wonderful. So I am so glad to have you on the show today, and you've been on Inspirational Talk before, so you know how I typically like to start my interviews, and that is with this question. I gave a little bit of background about you, but if someone was to ask you, who is Kelly Bolton, what would you say?
Who is Kelly Bolton? Well, I am a wife of almost 10 years. I'm a mother of three. I'm a ministry leader at my church. I just do some of everything. A writer, self-published author, filmmaker now. So there's a lot about Kelly Bolton.
And you know what? I am so proud of you, Kelly, because when the last time we spoke, you were just really debuting your novel, Church Gossip, which we are definitely going to get into. But like you just said, now that book has been converted into a film. So we are going to jump totally into it for our listeners today. So let's first start off with you giving like just a little bit of background about your book, Church Gossip.
Okay. Well, the book came to me just hearing a lot of people's negative reaction concerning church. And I wanted to be able to show people what people experience when they come to church and they think, you know, I'm here for this. You know, God said to come as you are. You know, he will accept me. But first they have to get past the people that are in God's house. And when they encounter people who want to judge them, who want to belittle them or look down on them based on a situation, their past, it's hard for them to get to know who God is. And it's hard for them to get to know a loving and forgiving God when these people that are in a place where it's supposed to show love and forgiveness aren't showing that. So that is kind of gave me the synopsis for church gossip. You know, the backbiting, the judging that goes on in some churches. And I'm not going to say everybody's church is like that. But, it, you know, when you look at our pop culture and you see movies or TV shows and the one token Christian in the movie or the TV show, they are the main person who is belittling, judging, just downright disrespectful. And so I feel like as long as we keep accepting characters like these, as long as we keep laughing at it, it'll never change. So let's show people what we look like, what we truly look like. Let us be honest. And then from there, let's say, okay, God, I see what I look like now. I see how I've hurt someone or misjudged them. Help me to do better.
You know what? That is so powerful, Kelly, because as you said, so many people get a wrong or an incorrect representation of the church as a whole or who God is, because what many people don't understand is that we are the only Bibles that many people will read. So people may not literally pick up a King James Version or a New International Version or whatever version of the Bible that people use. They may not actually pick up a physical, a tangible book, but they may come across their knowledge of God in watching those who have called themselves Christians to see what God is really like. And you are so true in that many times people come to the churches, and what I've come across in my own personal experience is it doesn't matter the denomination. It's not just, you know, Church of God in Christ, or it's not just Pentecostal or Baptist or Episcopal or Catholic. This happens all across the board, and I think it's because of what you said. It's people. At the end of the day, we are all human, and we need to be able to strive to be more like Christ. And so many times people fall short because they do get into their criticisms of others, because I think what it is they feel that by criticizing somebody else, it makes them more of a person. And I wanted to ask, because even in your synopsis, it seems like it I don't know if it hit home, like if this actually happened to you, or did it happen to someone you know, or is this just something just in general that you wanted to discuss?
There was one of the characters, I can't give it away, but there was some issues that this character addresses, and some of the things that were said to that character were actually said to me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I can't say everything, but yes, so I've had experience of it, and just realizing, you know, like you said, some people feel like, you know, if I criticize this person, no one is able to see my flaws. No one's ever able to see my wrong. So that's where some of that comes from. And some people, it is, it's a learned behavior. And thinking, you know, well, I thought I was doing the right thing by, you know, telling this person this or whatever, whatever. But the Bible tells us that we are to, you know, he draws them with love and kindness. Have I drawn all men unto me? So if
there's
no love in what you're doing, you know, you're trying to do it more out of condemnation, it's not going to be received.
I totally agree. And so many times what you said is not always what you do or what you say, but it's about how you do it and how you say it, because the Bible also says, judge not that ye be not judged, because if someone knows some of your dirt, you know, like we try so hard to make sure that all of our skeletons are tucked away nicely in a closet, that no one can ever know any of our dirt, and we try so hard to focus on other people's, but it's not about pulling out somebody else's dirt. It's really about giving yourself to that person to help them through, because they could be going through some of the very same trials and tribulations that you have experienced. So I definitely want to take the time to commend you for white, because I'm sure that this project has probably gotten controversy, you know, because a lot of people don't want to talk about how things actually are in the church. Every church is not perfect, and there are a lot of hypocrites, a lot of backbiters, and again, I'm not talking about every church, but they exist within the confines of the building, because as Christians, we know that we ourselves are the church, but within the confines of the building, there are people who are not all the way delivered, all the way saved, and they bring some of those ugly habits inside the building that can indeed turn others away. And if you're just right now tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Tenille, my guest today is the author of Church Gossip, Miss Kelly Bolton, and you can find out more about her book, which she's been giving us details about church gossip, as well as her projects and just about her as a person by going to her website, which is www.kellywrites.com. That's www.kellywrites.com. Now, Kelly, I did want to get a little bit more information. We were talking at the beginning about how you were blessed with the opportunity of being able to have your book be transformed into a movie. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about that experience? I'm sure, and now we know that favor is not possible to duplicate favor, but there are so many authors out here. And like you said, you're a self-published author, so we definitely want to promote the fact that these things are possible. You don't just have to, you know, have a big-name publisher in order to make these moves for you. So why don't you tell the listeners how it indeed came up for your book to be turned into a movie?
Sure. One thing about me is when I'm writing, I just never see words on paper. I always see the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
has been a prophecy that I have received, that I just wouldn't write books. I would do plays and I would do movies. And so with my first book, You Said You Love Me, we did a play a year later. And so I got with my business partner for ITG Films, Mr. Casper Harris, and he's a producer of Church Gossip, the movie. And, you know, we talked about coming up with a script, and then our director of photography, Mr. Carlos Fulton Sr., and we spent many nights critiquing the script, because one thing, if you are an author and you love your work, to have someone else look at it and say, well, how can you tell this story without using this piece, you have to be flexible and understand that. And
mm-hmm.
so we worked, you know, with revising the script to fit, you know, to fit it for film, and, you know, we did auditions for casting and went through about 2 to 3 months of, you know, going over lines, and then we started this time last year, actually. And so in June of 2014, we started actually shooting the movie, and we were done with final scenes of January of this year, so we are in post-production now with doing our final edits, and we have a premiere date of May 16th of this year. And we are super excited. And, you know, it's just when you love what you do and you know that God has blessed you to do it,
mm-hmm.
He will send those
mm-hmm.
to you that will help you along the way. I've had people ask me, you know, so what was the budget for this? Honestly, we didn't have one. You know, I had a script. Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Fulton had the camera equipment. And Mr. Harris has the connections. So we just put it all together, and it has worked, and it has turned out very well.
And you know what, I definitely want to say congratulations, because that is huge. I mean, if for those of who were not paying attention at the top of the hour, this woman is a wife, she's a mother, she has a job, plus she's working, she's debuting this book, and then to turn all that around and incorporate a film as well, and it's not to downplay what actors and actresses do, but it wasn't just coming to set and saying your lines, but it was getting everything behind the scenes going. And many times the behind the scene work is what takes the most effort, because you're getting everything together. So I definitely want to commend and congratulate you. That is so huge, and I know that you're proud. Regardless of what the reviews are, I'm believing, God, that this is going to be absolutely awesome. So you guys heard it. You said May 16th, that's the date?
Yes, ma'am.
So So we are definitely, and this is going to be a nationwide thing, so I'm asking all of those that's listening to definitely make sure that you support Miss Kelly Bolton, because, again, this just personifies that dreams do come true. And I'm not trying to sell you on, you know, no fairy tales or anything like that, but the Word of God says that we can do all things through Christ and that there is nothing too hard for God. And the only time that you can come short of what God has promised is when your faith is not doing the work that it is meant to do. Because we can, it's not about, like you said, it's not about budget. It's not about how much money we have. Because if we can do all of these things, a friend of mine once told me, if you can do it all by yourself, there's nothing for God to do. So I definitely want to just take the time and again, remind our listeners that if you want more information about Kelly Bolton, about her book, soon to be movie, Church Gossip, feel free to go to her website at www.kellywrites.com for more information. That's www.kellywrites.com. Now, Kelly, what other projects are you, not that you need anything else to work on, but are you working on anything else, any upcoming events or anything like that that you'd like to share?
Yes. I will be with you at the end of this month at the Lit Cafe at the Black Women Expo in Chicago. And then in April, I will be a guest facilitator about marketing and promotions for ministry in April. And then, like I said, we're doing the debut or premiere for Church Gossip, the movie, May 16th. So those are some events. And then I've, in between with working on the movie, I have finished the follow-up to both Church Gossip and You Said You Love Me. And I've written a book about my 7-year-old who's just this adventurous young man. I've also written like 3 other plays, so there's plenty of material. It's just, you know,
wow.
When God says it will happen, it will happen.
Yes, ma'am, abundance and overflow. And if you don't mind going into it, I know on Facebook you are always talking about Cam's quote of the week or Cam's quote of the day. So is that who we are writing the book about?
Yes, Mr. Cameron Bolton. He is just, this child is just, oh, my gosh. God truly knew what he was doing when he gave him to me. And I just have to shake my head because I just don't truly bless him with a brain that most 7-year-olds, I haven't seen before. And I'm just like, wow, the things that he comes up with or he says is just hilarious. And so I wrote the book about him to give parents of children who they might have a hard time raising parenting because it hasn't been easy, you know, even though he's in a 2-parent household where he's loved, he's in church, been dedicated, there's still been issues with him, you know, behavior-wise or whatever. So I wanted to give parents an encouragement. You know, despite of all that, you know, somebody might try to label your child, you know, God has still blessed them. You know, my child reads at a second grade level. He's only in the first grade. He can actually read some third grade level material. So finding out what's really going on with your child, but loving them, accepting them for who they are, and just being encouraged. So that was my reason for writing Mr. Cameron's book called Cameron Chronicles. So it's kind of like a devotional for parents.
You know what? And I think that is so awesome, Kelly, because like you said, every parent, I think, needs encouragement. I don't care how many children you have because, and I'm really now speaking to any new parents because I have a lot of friends who just had babies or they're pregnant with their first ones. And let me tell you, I have 4 girls. You said you're a mother of 3. It doesn't get easier with the different children. And it's not just because you have multiples, because every child has their own personality. So now you have to learn an entirely new personality. Is that accurate to say?
Yes, very much so. Very much
so. You know, as parents, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I can see some of the older siblings in him, but he is just totally, you know, he's his own person, where the other ones, they just look at him and they're like, wow. Because, you know, he's just that child that you know, you see him, you meet him, either you love kids or you don't, you're going to love Cameron if you love kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's
mm-hmm.
not in your presence, you're going to ask, where's Cameron? Because he's going to make that type of impact in your life.
And that's so awesome. It really, really is. Because, you know what, you have some children nowadays that they are challenging, you know, and not just to their parents but to others. And I tell people all the time, when I'm at home with my four girls, of course, it can be overwhelming, you know, when you have multiple children and then, like you, I'm a wife as well, trying to run a household. Because even though, you know, listening to our stories, it might be like, oh, my goodness, wow, that's so wonderful. The people that's in your household, they don't care about the fact that you wrote a book. They don't care about the fact that you got a movie that's about to premiere. You are wife and mother, and they're like, is dinner ready yet? When are we
right.
going to eat? I need help with my homework. So all of the glamour is like, you don't see glamorous until you leave outside the four walls, you know? So, but every parent needs that encouragement. I don't care how many children you had. I think that every parent, that is such a great market that you have with that Cameron Chronicles, and I would definitely be on the lookout for that myself, because it's totally, you know, it's always, I feel, necessary. I feel like it's always in order, encouragement. Encouragement is always in order. It's always necessary, because I don't care how wonderful you are, how wonderful people think you are, everybody has a bad day. Everybody has that moment where they're like, oh, am I doing this right? What did I do wrong? What happened this time? You know, and so when you get that moment of, it's not just me. Oh, it's not just my child. Oh, it's not just because I got a girl or because I have a boy. Like, every parent is experiencing this. I really think that that's going to be huge for you, and I'm definitely touching and agreeing with you the success of that book as well. But again, to the listeners, if you're just now tuning in, I am interviewing Ms. Kelly Bolton. She is Wonder Woman. She's author, she's mother, she's wife, she's ministry leader, she's filmmaker. She has done a little bit of everything in a short period of time. It's like a whirlwind that God has really blessed her. And if you haven't listened to the entire interview, and I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to it. But if you want more information about this phenomenal woman, go to her website, www.kellywrites.com. That's www.kellywrites.com. So, Kelly, you have shared with us what you have already worked on in Church Gossip, both the book and the movie. You've given us some information about what's coming up for you. You'll be here in Chicago on Sunday, March 29th at the Black Women's Expo in the Lit Cafe. Then you'll be doing these in April, and then your movie is going to premiere on May 16th. Again, kudos to you for all of that. You're working on more plays and Cameron's Chronicles, so you have so much going on, so much stuff on your plate. If you could give the listeners today some encouraging remarks, what would they be?
My words of encouragement would simply be, if you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has blessed you, he's gifted you, do not let anyone discourage you. Don't let a no be the final answer that you take. Take it to God, ask him to show you, and trust and believe that he will open the door for you in that season. It may take someone challenging you in what you believe for you to stand your ground and God open that door for you. It may be that he needs to work on someone that will be able in a position to be able to bless you. So working, doing by faith, trust in him, and watch him open the door for you, and in the right season, and everything will come to pass.
Amen. Amen. I so totally agree, and listen to what you were saying. It just brought to mind one of my favorite scriptures, which is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And one of the common bonds, and I just want to share this quick nugget with those that's listening, one of the common bonds that I have talked to, not just with you, but other friends of mine, both men and women, the common bond is God. For those who are listening, I am working on a project, an anthology, in fact, and Kelly is one of the contributing writers for this project, and it's called Learning to Love Me, Ordinary Women with Extraordinary Stories. And one of the things that I found so amazing in reading through all of the different submissions is that everybody pretty much, and I didn't tell people what to write. I didn't tell you all, make sure you mention God. I didn't tell you any of that. All I did was ask for you all to share your stories, share about, you know, a time when you learned to love yourself or knew that it was necessary to love yourself. And I want to say 99.9% of the submissions all incorporate God in their daily lives. And that is something that I really want to nail home. I don't always preach, you know, when I'm in this capacity on this platform. I don't, you know, people that know me know that I'm a licensed evangelist. But it is so important to have God in every aspect of your life, you know, and not just when you're in the building on Sunday, but every aspect of the things that you do, you need to make sure that God is incorporated, because if you take him where you go, then he is going to make sure that whatever it is that you do shines and that it shines brightly. And I'm just so in awe of everything that you have been able to do thus far, Kelly, and I know that it's just going to go that much further. I know it is, because the God that's in you is going to take you as far as you want to go.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. I thank you for the support, and I can say the same about you. I just think about back when we first met and what you're doing now and accomplishing, and I'm like, she's like, you know, you can turn around and Tanil got another book out. I'm like, she got a Joyce Meyer, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen anointing. She just keep writing. It just keeps coming. I'm like, wow. Now you got the, you know, the jewelry line for the girls, and I'm just so excited about that. That is just so awesome for them to be able to be incorporated in your work, and I just love it. And, you know, I just thank God for you and, you know, your desire to help others. You know, in this walk and what we do, sometimes we look at each other as competition instead of helping build one another. Mm-hmm. And I can't honestly say that in all my years of, even though it's been a short time, but even within that, I have never met a person like Tanil Jackson that will say, you know, I'm an author just as you. Here, let me help you. Let me support you. Let me do this for you. I've never met anybody like you, and I truly thank God for connecting us. And I can only say that that is truly why God is blessing you and taking you to higher heights in him, because you're selfless. You give to others. You're blessing to others. And I think when people get that, they'll understand why you are where you are in your life.
See, that wasn't planned. For those that's listening, I'm sorry that my voice sound messed up, but she done messed me up. I'm emotional. I'm crying, so I'm trying to get myself together, and get my voice back together. But I thank you for that, because that's really, you know, I believe that that is the purpose that God has me here for. And I don't, you know, really listen to naysayers, because you're always going to have someone that's going to say you can't. You're always going to have skeptics. But I believe that if you do, you know, keep God first, if you do find out what your purpose is in God and you spend all your days trying to execute that, you don't have time to be jealous of anybody else or be competing against anybody else, because that's not godly anyway. Sometimes we are simply purposed to help somebody else. And so I thank God for that. And I do want to let all of the Chicago listeners know that you all will have a treat, because Kelly's book, Church Gossip, will actually be inside of my new bookstore that will be opening on April 11th, ATS Books and More. So you don't have to feel like, oh, my goodness, I don't know where to get her books. If you don't want to go to Amazon, you can come and get a book outside of the bookstore, APS Books and More, which will be, again, opening in April. So you can have your copy of the book before the movie releases. But thank you so much again, Kelly, for coming on. And I cannot believe this 30 minutes is over. But thank you so much for coming on the Inspirational Talk with Tenille. And for all those that's listening, until next time, stay inspired. Thank you.
Amen.